Well, Neil, you're getting giddy. I'm kidding. That's a perfect game, isn't it? A 1-0 win against a tough opponent like that with a beautiful match winner.
Great opposition. You know, they posed a lot of threat, especially off set pieces. Game plan worked. And then at half-time, we encouraged the wide men to come off the flank. We changed Regan out of the nine because he might have done some homework on him. He comes off the line, scores one of the goals of the season. And after that, it's a defensive masterclass from the front right all the way back to the back lads. And, you know, we've shown that we can do it. Two clean sheets out of two. Six from six. So we just enjoy tonight. We keep going.
It was interesting in the first half, in a way. I felt at half-time the team needed more ingenuity, but their pressing game was slightly getting the better, FC. I mean, were there things you looked at half-time specifically? Because it seemed to me in the second half that was reversed.
We asked Charlie Ennis not to get involved as a 10. We asked him to nullify Scholes in the 7. Second half, as the game became stretched, we knew Charlie get more time on the ball. We could bring Josh, Regan and Ali into the pockets. Exactly what we did. You know, that's what we worked on in training last Thursday. You know, the second half of the session, preparation for Lancaster. The first part was about Witten. But listen, whichever way it comes at the minute, you know, it's good. But I think, you know, the balance of play, I think we control the football. I think we look lively on the attack. Galloway again, getting the crowd, you know, excited. Ali working so hard. But all of them, you know, we've got a couple more niggles now. You know, Curtis Jones felt his hamstring and Regan Linney. But we've just got to keep nursing and patching them up. 12 games to go. And, we'll see where we end up.
I could mention so many tonight, but Griffiths had a particularly strong game.
Head and shoulders. I don't know who you've given MOM to, but head and shoulders MOM for me. And he had to come out Saturday. Potts had to come out tonight. It's not easy, me resting, rotating players of that calibre, but they're going to benefit from it. You know, Luke Griffiths is, people who don't know, he's taking on a full-time job. He's working a shift pattern. He's, you know, he's tired. Sometimes he's got to come out to go back in, but now, like I've just said to the lads, they're going to wrestle each other's shirts off you, you know, because they're not going to be given out. You know, it's what you make of them now. So, you know, don't take it out on me with 12 games to go. You know, just think, go back, you know, 11 games when there was 23 games to go and, you know, we were 10 points off the playoffs. We've clawed ourselves way back in there now.
8 points off top now.
Don't get right? No,
yeah, 8 points off the top.
Who's counting?
Goal difference from the playoffs now. Anyway, in terms of those injuries, Jones and Linney are doubts for Saturday.
Yeah.
What is it, would you say, that is the difference with this team from a few months ago? Similar personnel, is it?
No.
Is it just having players fit?
Yeah, players back. Dodd misses six. I'm going to sound like a broken record. Dodd misses 6 weeks. Jones misses 6 weeks.
Potts.
Smith misses 6 weeks. Potts misses 6 weeks. Ennis is out for 3 weeks. You know, it hampered us. It went right through. Regan Linney missed a couple of games. Dan Lavican missed like 2 or 3 games. Listen, these are a good group of players. But, you know, with our limited budget, and we have got a limited budget. I'm not crying poverty, but we have. I haven't got that checkbook to go and replace a Curtis Jones or a Michael Potts. When they're back playing, you can see how good they are. And, you know, credit to them. There was a lot of work to go when we were down in 15th. And people were, you know, raising eyebrows and asking questions. I never doubted the lads' ability. And I never doubted my ability. And, you know, for me, we've got ourselves in a position where we can go and challenge, but a lot can happen in 12 games. You know, we might not win for the next 12, who knows?
Man of the match, in our thoughts, was Griffiths. In our thoughts was Wadeker and Halls. But we did give it to Regan in the end because he worked his socks off and scored a truly memorable goal. Can't quibble with that too much, can you?
I'm going to take credit for that, James, because I told him where to position himself at half-time and he didn't. You know,
so, you should be man of the match every time.
No.
We know that, but
no,
that would be boring.
It's hard, isn't it, because you've got such an array of talent out there. Linney's goal was, you know, one of them that you're going to remember for years on in. You know, but he's playing with that tenacity, that bit between his teeth. He's a crowd favourite. He loves it here. He's just committed to his future for the next 18 months. And I'm delighted he's got man of the match. But it just goes to show that you mentioned Halls and Griffiths and Wadeker. It's spreading around. You know, it's not just one person now. That's kind of leading the limelight. They're all doing a bit. And let's make no bones about it. That was a tough game tonight. You know, they're just beating the league leaders on Saturday. They're a good side and they pose a lot of threat. So, you know, that puts us 7 points away from them now and looking up.
Games were on Saturday. They're Jekyll and Hyde into the dismal record away, but at their own ground, a really tough nut to crack. So what will be the key things there?
I'm just having a look at the results now, the bench shoulder. You know, they've got 1-1 at Staleybridge, so they're no mugs. Staleybridge, you know, a good side. And it's going to be difficult. And the more we do well, the easier the team talk gets to the opposition, doesn't it, manager? You know, let's burst their bubble. Let's stop them on this run. Let's go and score against them. Let's stop them from getting the playoffs. Everyone wants to play in FC United. I've just said to the lads in there, ignore the noise. Keep your feet on the ground. Let's get in training Thursday. Let's get on the coach to Gainsborough and let's see if we can pick up the points. But I'm sure that if we continue to do what we're doing between now and the end of the season, we're going to pick up more points and we're going to lose. And that's what I'm going to say. We're going to win every single game. You know, I'd love to be the eternal optimist and say, yeah, Possibly not, but, you know, I'm so proud of that group. And, you know, you only had to hear the noise at the end of the game. I thought there was 3,400 in here, not 1,400. It was pretty spectacular.